Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Chef Kevin Dunham from Dunbrody House in Wexford, welcome.
It's great to be here.
So some hearty food in order today, I think, and we're going to talk about some stews. You just said a very simple phrase to me there that I'd say everyone say, I love stews.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite things. Yeah. It's not even the stew. It's actually when you walk into the house and you smell that stew cooking in the background, it just kind of wraps you up in a blanket and you just want to hug it.
Yeah.
Big bowl of good stew, you can't beat it.
Have you made your first stew of the season yet?
I had, actually. It was funny, I made it 2 days ago. It was, but we eat stew year round. I just love stew. Like, I mean, different times of year you'd have a lighter stew. So an Irish stew, like when it's more of a broth.
Yeah.
It's lovely during the summer, it's during, like throughout the year. And then you kind of come into this time of year where it's getting a little bit chillier and
darker.
a little bit darker. Maybe you go for a beef bourguignon, which is like a really kind of rich red wine beef stew that's like reduced down. It just kind of gives that lovely deep flavours with a lovely creamy buttery mashed potatoes. Absolutely delicious, which is really nice.
Yeah. You said you made it 2 days ago. Did you eat it 1 day ago then? Because like,
yeah,
really,
I couldn't wait.
But the next day is even better.
It's the sweet spot, isn't it? Like, you know, you talk about stews and you talk about curries. It's like the next day is always better because it just matures. It's all the flavours are releasing the whole time. It's like if you look at just like in general of how you make a stew, it's like you start with it with your pot. You pick the right cuts of meat. So whether I particularly love lamb, I think lamb works really well with stews because the gelatin in the lamb just releases nicely and gives great flavour. And it's, you know, the way you can eat a beef stew and it can taste stringy and dry. The lamb never gets like
okay.
that.
And what cut of lamb is best there?
Just like the neck, the belly, it's like just the stewing, like the chump from the lamb, but like it's just stewing lamb. So just go to your butcher and ask for a stewing lamb. Like beef, beef is kind of more different because you'd be using the chuck and the round of beef. You want something that's got a good bit of muscle tissue in it, so that breaks down and releases gelatin into the stew, which kind of gives you the gelatic flavours and texture to the stew.
So you're actually looking for the more narrow meat, actually.
You're looking for the cheaper cuts. Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. So even like if you take lamb, for example, like lamb chops are really good to make your stew. So like just like, you know, the jig of chops.
They're the fattier.
The fattier ones, yeah. So just like the nugget of bone in the centre of it, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
But like if you start off with your big pot.
Okay. Are we making it on the hob? No. Have you any tolerance for the slow cooker?
Both work. But like traditionally, it's the stovetop. So stew is cooked on the stove from start to finish. A braised casserole is in the oven, so it's the same process, but it's finished in the oven.
Okay.
And then slow cooker is also a great way. Slow cooker is fantastic. If you're busy all day, throw everything in the morning, walk out of the house, come back, and it'll be ready. And you just add your potatoes in at the end when you come in, and 20 minutes later, you're sitting down to have it.
But I hear what you're for the ideal quality experience and to fill up the house and for it to be a kind of a luxurious process.
Yeah.
You're using the hob. Yeah.
The hob. So and there's a few steps that are important.
Okay.
So into your pot, a little bit of oil in with your meat, whatever meat you're using. Make sure you get them nicely browned with lots of salt and pepper.
So is that hot at this stage?
It's hot, because you want to get that lovely sear on the outside, which means it's caramelizing, which is actually going to give you flavor plus color to your stew as well. Take your meat out, add in your onions, then your vegetables, and whatever spices you're going to add to it.
Go in at that point
because basically you have to heat the spices in order to get the flavour out of it, to extract the flavour from the spices and for it to go into the stew. And then the next important part is deglazing your pan. So you know when you make when you salty off your meat or your vegetables in a pot, there's all these bits, particles are in the bottom of the pan. Like that's
good
flavor.
It's really good stuff. Yeah.
So you need to throw in some red wine or some vegetable stock or whichever liquid you want to put in. A beer is also really good.
Just stop for a second. Now, this is a lot for people to take in. In terms of the liquid then, so what does red wine give us? What does beer give us? What does stock give us in terms of outcome?
Yeah, so red wine gives you kind of, you know, it's that rich grape flavour. So it's and reduces down. So red wine and port, which is really good. And kind of, it probably gives you the richest stew out of them all.
Yeah, and a bit of sweetness almost.
Yeah, there is sweetness in it, yeah. And then if you go with beer, then you kind of get that yeasty kind of nearly kind of like a bitter undertone flavour to it, like particularly if it's a stout,
and
which is delicious. It's really, really good with beef in particular. But that's giving you a rich stew as well. And then if you go with the vegetable stock, it's giving you a lighter approach to your stew. So to me, when you're going with the vegetable stock, which is beautiful, it's more brothy type of stew, like an Irish stew, for example.
Gotcha.
So you've
seared the meat, it's out, vegetables, onion in.
Yeah.
Then deglaze, spices.
The spices.
Spices.
And then spices.
Then your liquid.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and then add back in your meat then at that stage, and then more stock. So the meat is covered with the liquid, and you let it simmer for about an hour and a half to 2 hours until it's completely cooked. At that stage, usually at the start of the cooking, when I put the liquid in, I'll put in about two potatoes, just peeled, cut in half, and they're kind of a thickening agent.
Or to disintegrate.
Okay, and then if you're going to eat your stew today, then the last 20 minutes of the cooking, put in your potatoes into the stew. If you're
going to that's chunks of potatoes.
Chunks
peeled,
of potatoes,
cut up.
Yeah. So that's really important, because you want to take them and mash them with your fork before you eat them. Every yeast is too different.
And add in some additional butter onto the situation at that stage.
The other thing is, if you want to thicken it as well, there's a couple of different ways of thickening your stew. So you've got corn flour, which is pretty straightforward. So you get corn flour, a little bit of water, add it into your liquid, it's boiling, and it will thicken up quite quickly.
That's at the end.
At the end. So the other one is a beurre moignon, which is butter and flour. And you just soften your butter, add your flour to it, and you kind of make a paste and just crumble that in on top of your bubbling stock.
Okay.
And that thickens it. And that will give you kind of a cloudier version. So it's, you know, the way the corn flour is more, you can see through it nearly, so it's transparent. Where the beurre moignon is a classical French way of thickening sauces or soups. And it kind of gives it richer. And also the butter is adding flavour to your stew.
So you're going for that over the corn flour?
I would.
Yeah.
And then let that cook out for about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
To make sure that the flour is completely cooked through.
Yeah. Are you against a gravy granule or?
No, not at all. If you want to put a little bit of gravy granules in there, it's totally fine. The most important thing is that you get great flavour. And the longer you leave it cook and sit overnight, that meat is, and the vegetables and the spices is just going to come through, and you're going to get this beautiful flavour coming through.
What veg are you putting in there? Root veg?
Root vegetables. Yeah. So you want carrots. Carrots really is the main. Carrots, onions and celery. And leeks are really the four main ones. You can add turnips to them too, but turnip it's a flavour. So you like turnip or you don't like flavour.
Same
with parsnips, is another good one that works really well, but it's a flavour that you have to enjoy.
Okay, so that's the basic technique then. You've given us loads of recipes, lots of kind of hearty ones. Do you want to talk us through something different? So say, you've given us a chicken a la king as well.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So like the chicken a la king is a fantastic, it's cream-based stew. So basically you get your chicken pieces, so you just get your chicken breasts, our thighs, cut them into dice, about an inch thick, and then in your big pot then you're going to put a little bit of oil in there, so sunflower oil or olive oil. Put in your chicken and your chopped onions, green peppers, and then until they're kind of cooked all like brown all the way around. Add a little bit of flour to that, dusted the flour, so you're taking up all the oil out of the bottom of the pan. And then we're going to add in some vegetable stock and cream to that, and then fresh herbs in on top of that, like parsley. And just let that cook away. And then you can finish that with butter, but it only takes about 10 minutes to cook, because you're only cooking through the chicken. And then serve that up with some rice or mashed potato.
And you're still getting that kind of deep comfort from
it's totally
that,
deep. It's kind of, you know, they're like chicken vilavant or vilavant.
So are there mushrooms in there as well?
Well, no, there's not. But you can add mushrooms too if you want to.
If I ever get a divorce, it'll be over me pushing for more mushrooms.
Oh,
my wife pushing back the recipe.
There's never a mushroom in our house.
Okay, so we just probably have time for one more quick. Actually, why don't you we'll put up all the recipes and there's plenty more there. Why don't you tell us about the pie recipe then for next day's stew?
Yeah, so basically, if you take that, any of the stews that are there, so if you put them into a casserole dish, and then you've a choice, you can either put a puff pastry over top, so put it into a casserole dish, brush the edge of your casserole dish with a little bit of egg wash, and then puff pastry over the top, so you encase the whole top of the casserole dish into the oven at 180 degrees for about 20-25 minutes, and it should like mushroom up, like the pastry should balloon up, and then you just break through. So that's one way. Cool. The other way is that you can make a lovely mashed potato, put your, particularly with that chicken on a king, put the that lovely creamy mushroomy chicken
thing. How are we getting the mash to intersect with the stew is the issue, isn't it?
How do you
in terms of like how are you getting them to intersect without kind of just blending into each other?
Oh no, they'll sit, because if your mashed potatoes is quite firm, you put it into
so
it's like a shepherd's pie mash, nearly. Then you just pipe it over top, and then into the oven again at 180 degrees, a little bit of nuts butter, and let that cook away.
All up on the website, loads of recipes there. Kevin Dundon, I enjoyed that. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.